Any, entonces vamos a echar el tema. So then Abachi writes, this is the second paragraph, we'll come back to the first one. The Noma Tchila, Kitavos Hashem Yisale, Al Bruav, Afal Pishahe Makifim, Makol, and Askulam, Kamosha Ame Akos, the Tov Hashem Makol, the Rachma Vokol Masov, Rabim Ivrim Milahavchen Bohem, Milahakir Godol Erkam. Even though the good and the kindness which HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows is all-encompassing, most people are blinded and don't discern, that's Shah HaBechina, to discern the magnitude of the Tovos which HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows. The Shalosh Sibos Gormu L'Sechusim B'chach. And there are three reasons for this blindness. Since we got to it late, we'll discuss one of them this week. We know that we'll come back to the others. The third, Hanakuda Ashlishis, Le'i Yediyosem Es Erech Tovus Hashem Aleihem. The third reason for ignorance that Tovus Hashem is being bestowed upon them, Humi Mashi Ye'or Elohem Be'olam Hazeh Misuge hapigoim umasha masiga mimine hayisurin begufan ubimamonim. When a person, Rachmana Litzlan, is visited by yisurin, be it yisuri haguf, a physical affliction, be it bimamonim, financial setbacks, she'enam yodim sibos ofane hatova aleihem, v'to'elas hanisayon v'hayisurin lahem bohem. They don't recognize the reasons or the purposes for them. Therefore, the reaction is Zafu Kashir Chal Mishpat Tzidko Bohem. They respond with anger when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's just din is implemented. V'lohodulo, and they don't thank him, be'ez chalos chasto v'tuvo aleihem. He gives the following moshel. Hareihem domim bozeh, they resemble ivim shehuvu lebayis, shehucham lahem b'chol toal yoseihem. To blind people who were stationed in a house which was designed to maximize their benefits. V'hunach bo kol dova b'meitav hatkinus u'kefisha yose roi likras to'altam u'matras to'vasan. Everything to further their interests is there. V'im kol eila, in addition, huskam lahem bo mine kol mo'ilem. V'rofei umon l'rapam bohem k'dei l'rapam esri'i yosem. A medicine to restore their vision. V'nis'almu me'refu'osam v'lo kiblu mashmas harofei. They refuse to follow the doctor's prescriptions, and consequently their sight wasn't restored. V'hoyu megashashim b'bayis k'shehem b'matzav ha'garua machmas sim'onam. Therefore they were groping around in the house because they remained blind. At any moment that they began to walk around, so not only were they not able to take advantage of all the resources in the house, but they were always tripping over them. V'nasu masav gruin be'enehem. V'hoysa zu siba l'kfiras tovas bal habayas lahem v'chastu imahem. כאין מאמה החוכם וגם בדרך כשהסוכל הולך ליבו חסר ואומר לכל סוכל הול. An example, just to concretize, just to understand what the Rabbeinu Bachi says before we try to go a little bit further. Say a person, Rachman Litzlan, takes sick. So a person, Rabbeinu Bachi says, can respond with anger, why me? Why should I be sick? Why should I be afflicted with Yisur? Or a person can respond by saying, oh, this is a siman min hashamayim that I need to engage in cheshbon hanefesh, that I need to engage in introspection. And a person, on the contrary, would be makir tova that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is signaling him that he is not going on the correct path and is sending him a very clear message that there is occasion and need right now for cheshbon hanefesh. So that's what he says. So if you have the proper perspective, so then you see that the doctor who gives the injection is not hurting you, but is doing it long range for your benefit, and that you stand to benefit from his intervention. If a person reacts the way Rabbeinu Bachi says, blindly, so then he goes angry at the doctor who's trying to give him an injection. Now the kernel here in Rabbeinu Bachi, I mean in this paragraph it's not full blown, but the kernel here is a yisod gadol b'chayim. And that is, we all know that the yisod on which all of Torah rests is b'chira chavshus. The person does what he wants. That's the yisod. The whole Torah is built upon that. Where does b'chira chavshus reign? In what realm does b'chira chavshus reign? I do what I want. I do what I want. I wear what I want. I do what I want. I go where I want. But b'chira chavshus doesn't affect objective reality. All my b'chira chavshus notwithstanding, it's not raining now. As much as I want it to rain, and as much as you can stamp all you want, and jump up and down and cry and yell and scream, but it's not raining. So b'chira chavshus affects what you do, what you think, how you act, but it doesn't affect objective reality. It doesn't affect objective reality. Now, even though that is true in the trivial example we just gave, Rabbeinu Bachi here says he is so gadol, and that is, Ein Hachanami, an absolute truth of Bechira Chavshis can't budge. The Metzius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an absolute truth, the most absolute truth there is. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kulo Tov Umeitiv is an absolute truth. That the Bria is full of reflections of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's Mamzi Kol HaNimtzarim. These are all absolute truths. And yet, unlike the trivial example that we gave, whether or not these truths will be perceived and recognized and experienced, so that is left to Bechira Chavshus. That's what Rabbeinu Bachi is telling you. You should know your Bechira Chavshus doesn't determine whether the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kulo Tov. And your Bechira Chavshus can't change that absolute truth an iota. And your Bechira Chavshis doesn't for a second at all impugn that Hashem Hu Elokim Ein Od Milvado. But unlike what we ordinarily think, and unlike in the trivial example, but your Bechira Chavshis does determine, your perception does determine whether or not you recognize and whether or not you receive B'chasdei Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kulo tov. If a person is sick, Rachmana Litzlan, so komato ovid Rachmana Litav ovid. There's a gamzu litov. That's an absolute truth. That's got nothing to do with Bechira Chavshis. But, and this is a Yesod Gadol, a truth doesn't overtake you. So Yesod Gadol of Torah, truth, Kedusha, Tahara, doesn't overtake a person. To the extent that a person is receptive, to that degree, he recognizes and glimpses truth. And to the degree that a person is not receptive, so then he doesn't see it. The truth itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tov, Umeitiv, that's going to do with our Bechir Chavshis. But the extent to which we can recognize those truths, so that is very much a function of our Bechir Chavshis. But whether something comes across as evil and elicits anger, or whether it comes across as a tov, which it is, that's totally an al b'chir chavshis. Svasana's comments, Chazal tell us, b'chol yom yu v'enecha k'chadosh. So what does it mean? Rahman al-Islam, the Torah is telling you, pretend something that isn't true. What does it mean? B'chol yom yuvenech k'chadoshim. So it seems to mean they're not really, but let's make believe. But you go ahead and make believe, and you do your best to fool yourself that they are chadoshim. How are you talking, Rahman al-Islam? On the other hand, if they are chadoshim, so what's pshat b'chol yom yuvenech k'chadoshim? Chadoshim. Torah never gets stale. Torah is always as vibrant and vital as it was in Mount HaSinai. So what does it mean, b'chol yom yuvenech k'chadoshim? So Sassan says, no, heim hadvarim. Chadoshim labkorim, rabba munasecha, everything has the constant hischadshus in it. But you'll only see it. It's there. No, that's an objective reality. Torah's not telling you to pretend that there's hischadshus. Chas v'shalom. Torah should tell you to pretend something that isn't there. Pretend there's an orange tree there, and pretend you ate two oranges and you're not hungry anymore. No, it's taka b'chol yom yuvenech k'chadoshim. The Torah would only tell you you should perceive it this way if it is this way. But if it is this way, what does the Torah have to tell you? So heim hadvarim. Truth doesn't overtake a person. It doesn't overwhelm a person. To the extent that a person, the same way, if you're, let's say, you're trained to recognize a certain geometric design. So when you look at a building, so you may see that the architect built that building in accordance with this geometric design. And if I've never been exposed to this geometric design, I don't know that it's every eight. I don't know exactly how the design is constructed. I won't see it. So if the design is there, you'll see it, and I won't see it. If the design's not there, neither of us will see it. So the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our daily lives, from second to second, the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is L'tova of all absolute truths, not subject to Bechiru Chafshis, not a function of Bechiru Chafshis. But whether we see it or recognize it, that's called Kulo Tolei Bechiru Chafshis. That's part of Chutz Meir HaShamayim. Unlike the trivial example of raining outside, where all you have to do is open your eyes, so here, it requires more than that. That's what the Rabbeinu Bachya says, that even though we're surrounded by Tovos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but with the wrong perspective, you won't see anything. That's the same Yisod which the Sfasemis is building on. When the Sfasemis says, B'chol yo, you ve'nechke chadoshim, they are chadoshim. They are chadoshim. But if you don't approach them that way, so you won't see that as chadshus. You won't see that as chadshus. If you get up every day and you daven, and it's the same old Shemon Esrei, there's only so many times you can read a book. The best book, so many times you read it, and eventually it gets boring. It doesn't have a koach of hischatzus within it. And if someone will tell you, b'chol yom, you v'nefka chadoshim, so they're telling you, you should engage in self-delusion. Because it's not. It's not. So, it was a gewaltige book. I read it, and I reread it, and I reread it, and maspik. It's already coming out of your ears. It's coming out of your ears. There's only so many times. The Torah says you should know, b'chol yom yuvenech kadosh, within Torah, within mitzvahs, so no matter how many times you build a sukkah, no matter how many times you take a lulav, no matter how many times you put on tefillin, so you should know the koach is there, that it's a new mitzvah. Zos ha-Torah lo tishana, and the Torah lo tibatel. So what is it, b'chol yom yuvenech kadosh? You should know that the Torah has within it a koach of hischadshus, that every day it can be experienced with the same hislavos, with the same hislavos. You can't, if you have peanut butter sandwich for lunch every day, eventually, no matter how much you like peanut butter, eventually you're gonna switch to tuna fish. It's inevitable. It's gonna happen. It doesn't have it within it. No matter, the yivaynach chadosh isn't gonna help. But if the koach is latent, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah to be studied, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, within that Torah, b'chol yom yuveinach k'chadoshim, because it has that koach. But it has that koach, but you'll only see it if you have but once been trained for that geometric design, only if you're searching for it. The fact that you have to search for it, on the contrary, that doesn't mean that it's not really there. On the contrary, it confirms that it is there. But the point is, it's not going to come out and hit you in the face. And that's a Yisod Gadol. What you put into mitzvahs is what you get out of mitzvahs. The sensitivity with which one responds to events in his own life, to current, national, international events, to the Briya as a whole, will determine how much of Yad Hashem he sees. Too often, in our Avodas Hashem, so we wait, it's not the Einenu Kechadoshim. We wait and we want that Hischadshus should overtake us. We want that the Hischadshus should overtake us. We want that we should be able to walk into Shul in the morning and magically the Hischadshus should overtake us. So that's the Yisod, which the Sfasemis says, and it's the same kernel here. It's the same kernel here that even though it's an absolute truth, but the Torah's truths, because of Bechiru Chafshis, so they'll only be perceived and experienced to the extent that a person is open to them. To the extent that you're trained to recognize that geometric design, so then you'll recognize it. And too often, we're waiting for Torah and mitzvahs to overtake us, to overtake us. That's the Yisod. B'chol Yom, Yivrei Nechat, the Sfashama says in a similar point, teaches beautifully. Sfashama says, Hayom hazeh Hashem lekecha mitzav chalasas sachukim v'asayilim samishpatim. Unbelievable what Sfashama says. Says the Pshat, so what we think the Pshat in the Pasuk is that today, Hayom hazeh is when this is happening. Hashem lekecha mitzav chalasas sachukim v'asayilim samishpatim. The Rav is telling you the chukim. He says no. Hashem lekecha mitzav chalasas Hayom hazeh. Hayom hazeh is the object of what you're supposed to make. What are you supposed to make? Lasos. That's Hayom Hazeh. And sometimes it says, you find that S means in. So what the passage really means is, Hayom Hazeh, what's this day? It's just another day. It's like the day that came before. It's like the day that's going to come after. And you go through your routine, and you get up, mitzvah anoshim milumado, and you daven, and you talk to the same person during Chazaras Hashem that you talked to yesterday. You know, it's a day just like the day before. And then you go to Seder, and it's another day, and it's okay, another plot gemara, another this. So no, Yom Hazeh Hashem Lekecha Mitzav Chalasos. No, you have to make the day. It's not going to overtake you. The Koch HaChidosh of Mechadish B'tuva B'choyom Tamid Masei Veshis, that doesn't overtake you. It's there. It's there for the having, it's there for the taking. But Hashem lekecha mitzav chalasos. What hayom is it? How do you do it? Im ha'chukim ha'ele, im ha'mishpotim. If a person is engaged in avodas Hashem, and a person is cognizant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then every moment, it can't become stale. An experience of being only lifnei Hashem, of being Ovid Hashem, that can't become stale. In machukim ha'elev, in ha'mishpatim, everything else. You have a job as a Indian chief. Okay, so eventually it gets boring. But hayom hazeh Hashem lekecha mitzav chalasos, in machukim ha'elev, in ha'mishpatim, a person through Torah, through mitzvahs, Hashem lekecha mitzav chalasos, es hayom hazeh. Okay, and then we'll continue.